Welcome to the Real Estate Unsuccess Stories podcast. On this show, we bring people from the real estate community to hear some of their struggles, pains, and even losses during their real estate journey. Our whole goal is to share these stories so that if you find yourself in a similar situation, you know how to work your way through it and head towards success. I'm your host, Cody Lewis, one of the managing partners at Vendu Capital. Let's jump straight into the interview. All right, today we have Ashton and Chris here from the Valkyrie Group. We're really excited to have you guys today. How are y'all?
Good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. I know I speak for our audience when we're really excited to have you guys here. Really excited to learn about some of your experiences. Before we hit record, Ashton and Chris were telling me about some interesting stories that I think we can definitely learn from today. But before we jump into all that, Ashton and Chris, would you mind just telling our audience a little bit about who you are, how you got to where you are today, and what kind of investment you're in?
So I'm Ashton. I spent 21 years in the military doing the pararescue jumper stuff for special operations. And back in 2018, as I was getting ready to exit the military, as I was starting to plan, you know, Chris came up. He's like, "Hey, we should look into this real estate investing thing." And it just kind of clicked. It all made sense. It was something I was looking for. I wasn't looking for another W-2 job. I was looking for a little bit more freedom. And it absolutely made sense. And so we kind of made a commitment. Let's get something under contract in 90 days. And then we were off to the races. We did, you know, some small multifamily, and then we jumped into some larger multifamily as, you know, things made more sense as we developed a business and everything. I'll let Chris talk about his story and why he went this route and why we partnered. And then maybe Chris, you want to touch on like where we're working at right now, where we're investing and what kind of properties we're doing.
Yeah. Similar story. I did, I went to college, I lived in Europe for a little bit, but then I joined the military, 4 years in the military, got out sooner, got into IT. So I've been doing IT for the last 11 years. I'm, you know, very familiar with that working cubicle professional type environment. I quickly understood I didn't want to wait till I was 67, 65, you know, on the 401k plan and only invested in that. So 2018, yep, we started looking at real estate, started asking questions. Why are so many people who are wealthy in real estate? It led us down this road. We did, like my brother said, started in duplexes, really simple. We invested in North Carolina mainly. And now we find ourselves in Ohio and Texas. And now we're looking at we're involved on a project, a 384 unit in Daytona, Florida. So it's grown really quickly. We've built the business around it. We're family involved now, but it's been a lot, a fun ride, and we've enjoyed it. So,
well, that's awesome. And I know a lot of folks probably look up to you guys with the success you've had in the short term and wondering how you got there. And I know today we were talking a little bit about before we hit record, it hasn't probably always been sunshine and roses along the way. Obviously you guys have been incredibly successful, but would you mind talking through one of the experiences you had and maybe how it didn't go as well and kind of painting the picture before we jump into what actually went wrong?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we don't invest where we live. So naturally we have to have property managers. We have to have some type of third party boots on the ground, asset management team, property management team. So we lucked out with our first few properties and we got a great property manager. But then as we shifted to another city, we started looking for another one. We went by referrals. I mean, that's kind of the natural route, right? You go by referrals. And the people that were giving us the referrals, I mean, they knew the market. They were doing really good in that market. And we actually interviewed, I don't know, two or three different property managers. But the one we ended up on, you know, came highly recommended. So we jumped on and we're like, yeah, this is great. Perfect. And, you know, a lot of people were working with that guy or his team or whatever. But when we got what ended up happening, I mean, fast forward. So we signed a, you know, 1 year contract with them. Mm-hmm. They were mismanaging the property. They're putting people in there that were not reflective of our, I don't know how to say it, our, what, you know, what we wanted to do with the property. Right. And so that drives if you get the wrong people in your property, like it can really, because they're signing 1 year leases, right? So you're married to them for the next year. And even if you were to fire that property management company the next day, that lease is signed. You can't evict those people unless they break, you know? So then they were missing, like there's all sorts of things that went wrong with it. You know, they were, they didn't raise the rents when we, after doing rehabs that, you know, we had agreed upon. There was a bunch of different things going wrong.
Yeah.
You want to weigh in there on that, Chris?
Yeah. A big part of it too. I mean, I think for any new investors or any out of state investors is you're trying to get assistance from an expert to fill a gap that you don't have. And that could be your location. You're not there, but it could also be, you know, you don't necessarily know how to lease to a tenant or to create a contract for leasing or whatever it be. So you're leaning on this property manager. We weren't getting those advantages. And in fact, we had to go to almost biweekly or two calls a week just with the property management company consistently make sure they were listening and following, you know, what we needed to get done with this property. And so it got to that point where we're like, well, we're paying someone, but then we're literally holding them by the hand, which kind of defeats the purpose in our case. I still feel you need that communication, but I don't think you need, you know, to leverage all your time there, or you might as well just do it yourself.
Which can be challenging, I'm sure, you know, is the distance between where y'all were at and the properties you were investing in. That's why you wanted the property management in the first place.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah.
So thinking back with the experience you had and unfortunately having to go through that, were there any telltale signs or things that you maybe look back and saw during the interview process or kind of the onboarding that were now a little bit more eye-opening than what they were at the time?
Yes. And now that we've worked with other property managers and more professional asset managers, you know, looking at when you're talking to these people, like they may know the market because they invest in the market, because that's what these guys did. They did invest in the market and they'd been there flipping houses for years. I think the asset management business for them was turned into a side hustle because they were managing their own properties. But they didn't have the systems in place. They didn't have the reporting in place so that you could track, you know, what leases are coming due, you know, what rehabs are coming up, like what we're trying to reach. They didn't report on stuff for us. So largely we were kept in the dark unless we were, you know, calling them all the time. Yeah, when you're interviewing, I think, and Chris is really good on the systems and processes side. And then we have both our wives are involved now. And they have absolutely excelled in this side as far as the asset management, property management, or managing the property manager. And so they put the systems in place and now they know what to look for. And that was a big thing. You know, at the beginning, we didn't exactly know what we were looking for. We just went off references.
Sure.
So obviously I'm not going to tell a new investor like, yeah, you just got to go out and get the experience, but that does help. But I mean, understanding like, what do you want out of this property management company and what are they going to be telling you and how often do you need to know that, you know, because, you know, people leases are expiring every month or so, you know, and you're doing rehabs every month. You need those updates especially in the first 1 to 2 years as you're repositioning an asset, right? As you're raising the rents to get to that market value, you need those updates because what is it, Chris? What do they say? Whatever gets tracked gets measured. Is that right?
Yeah, measured gets managed.
Yeah, there you go. So if you're not measuring the progress, you're not managing the progress and you're probably just going backwards or going nowhere.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I could see that. So I would imagine some of our folks may be thinking, you know, you were using some local firms there. Obviously they knew the market, they knew the area. Have y'all looked at or even thought about in other properties about using some of the more kind of national property management companies that maybe have local presences? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't, but if you have, I'd love to understand where you see the benefits or not with national versus local.
Yeah, I mean, it's you get that experience level when you're going for bigger firms, right? And they're going to have a cost to them, but they're also going to be, you know, they're going to have their own systems, which is good because they're going to have a well-oiled machine, but also you won't be able to tweak that system as much. They're going to have a standard way of doing it. And you're kind of, you know, you're buying into that box or that model. So there is that. But I would say, you know, we have partnered with a team right now that has 40 years experience on this new property in Florida that we're working on. And you get all those benefits, the report they're going to issue. And we've seen it. We ask, okay, what do we get monthly? What do we get weekly? Now you see these reports that are 40 to 100 pages of content, of data, you know, that's being tracked and measured. And that's awesome, because then we can deliver that to whoever else is investing in our deals and investing in that property. So now we kind of know what to ask for. It's not just about Unicount. You know, I would argue our first property manager, he was small and smaller and has really built a great portfolio and still maintained professionalism. And we've been able to tweak things with them, which is cool with that kind of local partner. You can say, hey, I really need this information, or I need you to change the filters, you know, once a week. You know, a national guy might be like, we only do once a quarter. Sorry.
Gotcha.
So there's benefits to both sides, but the experience level that updates those reports, if that's what you're looking for, yeah, national can be good.
Perfect. And are just for some of our folks that may be new, is there certain data that you like or that you value more than others coming from a property management company? I know, Ashton, you touched on it a little bit, but be interested to know where y'all maybe see value in some data over others.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's something that I think, I don't know that I'm best suited to answer that, but I think one of, you know, tracking who's coming and who's going, right? Mm-hmm. So leases being renewed and who's staying or going, I should say, staying, coming and going, right? And then how often they're getting renewed, and then how many units still need to be repaired and rehabbed. And then of course your budget, right? Somebody needs to be tracking that budget. So you need to know how much you spent that year for rehab, because that goes into your underwriting, right?
Right.
So how much you've spent, how much you're projected to spend, all that stuff should come in a report for you. And especially in a time like COVID, when you're having, you know, you're having, what is it? The moratorium where people can't pay, like, how is that affecting your budget? Now, can right. you still afford the rehabs? And because what it comes down to, so this reporting is great for you and you're, you know, tracking how your progress on the project, but as an apartment syndicator, you have, I don't know how many limited partners, right, that need to know this stuff, or would want to know this. Maybe not all of them, but they probably should want to know this, because that's how their investment is being tracked, right? Are we going to hit the projections for this year? Are we going to hit it for next year? I mean, if because you couldn't do as many rehabs because not so many leases got turned last year, where are we on? Are we on track for our 5-year plan to sell? You know, that kind of stuff. So those kind of reports are really important. Chris, do you have anything on that? You might be more suited to tracking that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, at a basic level, your property is a business. And so you're looking at business performance monthly, quarterly, whatever it's going to be. And you do that by measuring actuals versus projections. So you can quickly modify your strategy, not quickly, but modify your strategy over the year to ensure that you're hitting those projections that you have for partners or for your own business. And so you need those actuals reported by the property management team so that you can modify your strategy as needed. The big ones we track, like he said, you know, collections. Are we getting that income in? Is there delinquencies? What is the occupancy? Is the occupancy dropping below what we projected it would be? Those are key metrics to understand and know so that you can, you know, figure out really before the end of the year what's going on with the property and correct it at that time.
Sure. Ideally, right? Ideally.
Yeah, ideally.
Right. So I think from takeaways for our audience, really understanding what they want out of their partnership with a company that's going to be managing their property, understanding the data that they're going to need on whatever cadence that is aligned on with that property management company, and making sure that they're getting that and have proof that with maybe other customers that they've worked with in the past, that they've been able to validate that thing. Is that a kind of an easier way to wrap up all the detail y'all gave?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You know, call up someone. Don't be afraid to call up someone that's used them. Just because the company has a high unit count doesn't necessarily mean they're good.
Yeah,
sure. You got to match them up to your expectations, your core values, what your expectations are.
Exactly.
Perfect. Gentlemen, Ashton, Chris, I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you today. Hopefully our audience took as much away as I did. You know, I think it was very valuable what you guys were able to bring to the table, and I appreciate the time. For those that may want to follow up with you or learn more about you, where can folks find you, and where do you want to send them to get more information?
Yeah, awesome. We have a website. Everything goes through the website, so you can check it out. It's valkeregroup.com, valkeregroup.com. we're available on there to schedule a call, join our club, check out the deals we're doing, where we present all the investment opportunities we're doing. Yeah. Otherwise, reach out on LinkedIn. Both are we're both on LinkedIn. We're on Bigger Pockets as well. Chris Leverick, Ashton Leverick. Happy to talk through anything real estate. We're not just only pitching syndication or something. I help a lot of people on Bigger Pockets and try to give as much information away as I can. So,
yeah, in fact, we have two eBooks that are free on the website too that can help out a lot. We wrote for that exact purpose.
Perfect. Well, I highly recommend anybody that's looking to get into it or even has been into it for a while, highly recommend checking it out and reaching out to Ashton and Chris. They've been incredibly helpful and insightful. Gentlemen, thank you so much for the time, and we'll let everyone go.
Thanks, Cody.
Thanks.